Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Drive Time with Philip Boucher-Hayes on RTE Radio 1.
Schools are, fingers crossed, due to reopen here at the end of this month. The highly anticipated return to school will be watched anxiously by parents, teachers and the government to see the success or otherwise of the reopening and whether it will prompt a spike in COVID cases here. A northern German state became the first part of that country to welcome back its students yesterday, despite increasing numbers of COVID cases. Derek Scally is writing about the return to school there in the Irish Times today, and he joins me on the line now. Derek, how was this possible and what did it look like?
Well, Philip, it looked very different, as I'm sure the return to school will look like in Ireland. There's 11 million school children in Germany and 730,000 of them will be starting school sometime during this month. Now, Germany is a federal country, so it's very decentralized and there's 16 federal states. And traditionally, they've always done their own thing, partly, particularly on school holidays to prevent the entire country going on holidays at the same weekend. So it's always been the case that some states go earlier on holidays and then come back earlier, and that's what we're seeing now. So the start of August is usually traditionally when sort of the northeast comes back, and this is what we saw in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. So that's northeastern Germany, sort of near Poland on the Baltic Sea, and there's 150,000 people there. And yes, they have a long shopping list of measures, some similar to what's being proposed in Ireland. There's each class has been broken into cohorts, so the pods we're hearing about in other countries. We've got dedicated
rooms. How many kids
rooms
in each pod, Derek?
Yeah, it's about 15 maximum. And they're talking about dedicated rooms, so students are no longer walking around the school. They have their own area in cloakrooms, in toilets, the canteen, the schoolyard. I was talking to somebody, they said there's a police tape flattering in their schoolyard to keep them in one area. And then, of course, classrooms have to be ventilated regularly, hand washing. And the idea is if one person in the pod tests positive for COVID, then only that pod will be quarantined, not the entire school.
And Derek, sorry, just before you go on, does ventilated mean just open a window or is there actual building work going on?
No, this is it. Some of the student groups have been complaining exactly about that because there doesn't seem to be clarity on what does a ventilated room mean. Some modern schools, they have sort of internal air conditioning systems. The windows don't actually physically open. So you've got everything from 19th century Bismarck era schools right up to modern schools with sort of windows flush with the building that don't actually open. So they're concerned about that. We're talking about the COVID rules are also applied on school buses. Masks in the corridors and on the buses, but not in the classrooms. Now, that's only one state, though. We've got 15 others to follow, and each federal state seems to be doing its own thing. And even within those federal states, we have quite a lot of wriggle room based on the level of infection. Mm. Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania has basically only had 20 deaths. There have been over 9,000. So they say we're trying to keep things low. Other states, Bavaria, Western Germany, they've had far more deaths and the rules seem to be correspondingly tougher.
But based on what you're saying there, there would appear to be an awful lot of detail to actually be worked out. Is this decision universally supported or are there those who are saying, no, we're rushing into this, particularly against the backdrop of an increasing number of cases?
Well, I was talking to a group, the German parents, so they're organized by federal state and then there's a federal group, and this federal group have been coming out saying, on the one hand, we're relieved, our members are saying we're delighted that people are going back to school because homeschooling just for them was not sustainable. On the other hand, they're just saying, like as you said, that it's all a little bit sort of we're going to make this happen come what may. And we've seen numbers rising in Germany, infection numbers, new infection numbers, so people are slightly worried that it's being rushed through. I mean, and also people are wondering, like in Hamburg, for instance, in secondary schools, some secondary schools, students will be asked to keep the masks on in the classroom. So parents in other states are saying, well, the virus doesn't know if it's in this federal state or that federal state. Why are the masks in classrooms here and not there? So a bit like the original lockdown, there seems to be there's going to be some time required to get the measures in place. But with people returning from holidays, there's also a certain nervousness that people who decided to go on holidays to Turkey or Spain, despite recommendations not to do so, they'll be bringing something back. But there will be obligatory tests at all airports in Germany from next week. So there's a hope that that will keep numbers of infections being brought into the classroom to a minimum.
Obligatory tests for all returning passengers or for a sample?
No, for all. Everyone for coming all, okay. from Turkey from next Monday will have to have a corona test at the airport.
All right. Derek Scally, thank you very much.